All right. So we're going to do a meditation for some magic to get you linked into some magic. So make sure that you think of something that you want to manifest in your life. It can be mundane, small thing, medium thing. It's probably easier to do a small thing or a medium-sized thing rather than some huge, enormous, life-changing thing, but you know, you could do that too if you've run out of small things. But for now, what we'd like to do is turn to you for, if you have questions, Daniel has a microphone, raise your hand if you want to ask, and he will get you a microphone.
Galexis, I am very inspired to tell you how much I love you and how much you mean to me, and I'm so grateful for your help. So I just want to tell you that before
thank you, dear one. We do feel your love. Thank you.
I'm very grateful for your friendship. Galexis, I feel like I'm in between two worlds right now, and I'm very tired all the time, and I feel...
All right. Pardon us for laughing. It's just that this is going around.
I feel like some great things are on the way in. Mm-hmm. I'm scared they're not going to happen, but and I'm right now kind of in a mediocre world where I'm just kind of accepting things at a very low level, and yet I know there's another world. Maybe you can help me with some of this here.
All right. Well, you're going through the pivot, mm-hmm. right? The pivot happens, it's like when you're in a car, driving a car down a street, you want to make a left turn. You have to pause and stop. Look, make sure nothing's in the way, and that indeed is a street you want to turn into, and then you pick up and you move into the street. When you do a huge personal shift, which is what you've been doing. Mm-hmm. You've been moving to a new level. You've been stretching your dreams. You've been opening up the flow and everything. You've had to go through a pivot in your psyche. Your whole psyche is doing some rearranging. A lot of people are going through that. Anyone else notice that?
Yeah.
It's something happening right now. It's part of the energies of the year, right? Now, what's happening is that you have stopped, and you're making your turn. You're still not going very fast. And because you feel such low energy, you're under the mistaken assumption that nothing is happening. Remember what we said? Magic happens out of sight.
Yes.
Okay? Magic is indeed happening. So it's critical during this time period. And we discussed this at length in that Busting the Illusion discussion we had a few weeks ago. But it's very critical during this time for you to integrate, for you to love yourself, for you to be with yourself, for you to recognize that you do not equate success with physical energy. Okay? You can be exhausted and be successful. It generally doesn't happen that way because your cultural belief system isn't lined up that way. But know that what you're doing is that you're taking a little bit of an integration pause, a pause that's very powerful. But it's in this pause that you need to look at what's important to you, what's meaningful for you, to love yourself, to be with yourself, and just really drench yourself in self-appreciation. Call us in if you need a little help with that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And then realize that when you feel tired, you also think you're weak. And like if you're weak, how are you going to manifest anything good? You start to get afraid. But that's because there's this pause. That's because the magic is out of sight. Who you're becoming in this pivot phase is lining up those futures. Now, the futures you're worried that will not happen are the forms that are there. Mm-hmm. Are these forms. I want this form to happen. I want this project to manifest and take place the way I want it. But you have to realize that what you're doing right now is so important towards that manifestation. And that is, we understand if you're afraid, then go find, you know, plan B, plan C, and so on and so on, and let go of the fear, because that creates excess importance, that creates excess charge, that slows down the manifestation, postpones it. So what you want to do instead is put your mind to work, instead of going all around fear loops and oh what ifs loops. Okay, what you want to do is to take the mind and look at, okay, what resonance am I going to be in when all of that comes together? Who am I becoming? Right? That's what we were talking about in that third step. Who am I becoming? You knew who you were, okay? So you made the choice. You stretched because it was possible. And now you're in this third step where you're really kind of getting clear with your future. But you need to recognize that if you go into fear, you shrink. And so your reality is going to shrink too. So keep expanding yourself. Keep expanding your self-image. We did that also. We focused on that on the day that we talked about expanding self-image and awareness, conscious awareness. Expand your self-awareness. Expand your image. Trust that the magic is happening out of sight. It's happening. Anticipate and expect the magic will happen. Don't throw it away. You could throw it away right here. And you know that. And that's really is what's scaring you. Am I going to throw it away now just because I'm tired and I can't seem to pull energies? Don't worry about it. The energies you're really wanting to have work for you are outside the physical. Okay? Yeah. They're lining up. So give yourself a lot of rest. This is the quiet before all the activity. Right?
Yeah, you mentioned until about the 10th, and it's...
Mm-hmm. It's starting to pick up now. It's just starting to come out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And here we are at the 18th. I'm still kind of tired, but you think my energy level start to come up a little bit, huh?
Well, yeah. What is important for you is for your image to come up.
I got you. Okay.
Okay. Your image and your choice. Do the magic, right? And recognize that you can do the magic without any physical force. You know, you don't have to work at it physically. And when you get in, feel the flow right now seems to be very slow. It's kind of, you know, getting stuck because of the fear, right? So you want to let that go and start expecting the magic, and then start taking some little steps every day towards it. Like do a little, write down some ideas here, or put something together over there, or something like that. Just keep putting the energy into it, okay? That doesn't require a lot of physical activity. It doesn't require physical energy.
It feels big and strong all around me, but it feels like there's a space between me and that. But it feels like I've built a lot.
Yes.
And that I just have to kind of step into it. My best friend for 42 years was a policeman and then somehow started to become very intuitive. And he said to me, I feel that what you want is right there. That's what his words were. I feel that what you want is mm-hmm. right there. You mm-hmm. just have to step into it. That's literally what he said.
Right. Stepping into it requires that you get the resonance of yourself up.
Right.
Okay. You got to get that resonance up and start trusting that the magic is indeed working. It is working right now. It's slowing down because you've shrunk. You got to get your energy back up. Not the physical energy, but your energy of self, your image of self, your connection with the divine. Get it back up. Expand. See yourself as the great light being. It's a fabulous reality creator that you are.
Does that also attract a romantic partner as well? Is just connected in the same way?
It all works the same way, yes.
Yeah, okay.
It's all, but you got to trust a little bit. And this is always the sticky wicket for people doing magic.
Yeah.
Okay? It's trusting through the gap. Because when the magic's working. Is the magic working, says the mind? I don't see it. Maybe it's not working. Maybe something horrible's going to happen. I mean, what does your consensus train you to think?
Right.
You know, why is there such a huge amount of business in you know, house security and, you know, and protecting everything? You know, it's like fear. You know, I don't see the thieves, but they could be there any time.
Yeah.
You know, so the object here is to recognize that your resonance needs to get up. And when you get into fear loops, your resonance starts shrinking. It's like your big ball of light starts to get smaller and dimmer and smaller and dimmer. And when that happens, the magic postponer says, oh, you don't, you may, you're not sure that you want this. So they stop. Mm-hmm. So all your helpers stop and wait for you to make choice to expand yourself and to choose it again and be willing to receive it. And then that's stepping into it. You see?
Thank you so much, Galexis.
All right. Well, we're glad we got to tell you that because you are at that pivotal place. All right. Who else?
Hi. I'm grateful that we're here today. Thank you. Thank you, Galexis.
You're certainly welcome.
I want to know if there is any spell on me and my family from the back before, because it happened that my husband really works hard and he makes a lot. And like this time is number 3 times that we come under zero. And I want
under
to know.
What?
Zero.
Zero. And he's not making money now?
That's right.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And I want to know if, is it something that, am I attracting or is anything that, is it a spell? What is it?
All right. So you're wondering if there's anything you can do to help turn your husband's finances around.
Yes.
His ability to bring in money.
But is it a spell on us? Is it the way we are attracting?
Is there a curse or spell in the family?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's see. Do you have family that goes back into, what, Eastern Europe or something? Where's your family from? Where's some of your heritage from?
They're from Iran.
Iran.
But back life, I was European, they said. I don't know.
Maybe that's what we're tuning into. All right. Iran. No, there's no curse on the family. It looks pretty clear. There is a certain sense of belief in hardship and trauma. There's a certain sense that life is serious. It can be very hard. It requires tremendous, diligence and force, and you got to push, and you got to whatever. And there's that kind of energy in there.
Yeah, my husband has that attitude, yes.
Right. That actually inhibits success, even though most people think that that's what, a successful person is the person who drives himself, and doesn't rest and all that kind of stuff. And he's going through the pivot too, and in a sense. So this is a kind of a break or kind of a pause for him too. He has made money before. He's gone to zero before. He's made money. Then he's gone to zero. So he's had an up and down, type of profile in his life. And so you have to trust that this is just that pause and he's going into another phase. Can you trust that? Can you see that that's just... you can even see it logically by his past. Right?
Yes, it comes and goes.
Right. So for you to be able to hold the energy up, is the best that you can do for it. Because a lot of it has to do with his relationship with himself and what he thinks about himself. When he doesn't make money, he can be hard on himself. And he's upset. And he's angry inside there. And so so you have to, in a sense, lift your energy up so that you're not pulled down by that. You understand?
Yes. Yes.
Because you're creating a reality too. So the greater the reality, the higher, the brighter the reality, the stronger it is of light, the more likely that the lower frequencies will start to move upwards, will be lifted and be pulled upward. So you just may have to, in a sense, on a personal level for you, really do your magic work. expand yourself, make your choices, and stop getting out of the get out of the fear yourself. Just like what we were talking about with Francis, for you, you need to do that for yourself.
How do we manage, like, gossip?
Manage the what?
Gossip.
Gossip?
Yes.
And what's the gossip about? About the money thing?
No, about just family doing gossip. And how do I protect myself? How do I be that?
Well, first of all, they've been doing it for a long time. It's not anything new, right?
Yes.
All right. How have you reacted to it in the past? Now, we don't have to go into it, but just look at that. Look at how it's hurt, how it's damaged, how it's created fear, how it's created pain, separation, how you felt insecure, all that kind of stuff in the past. Okay? Now, if you want a different future, you're going to have to react differently to the gossip. You're going to have to say, wait a minute, who am I? I have a choice on how I respond to this gossip. I'm going to be a light being here. I'm going to be a radiant, beautiful, loving, caring light being. And regardless of whether they gossip, I care about them. I'm going to send them love, you know, whatever. But let them go, and that's just their thing. I'm going to let them be them. I'm going to let them do their thing. But I'm going to be me, and I'm going to be a radiant light being. Now, what would that mean? That might mean that you start responding as a God being. Start, like, look at it as, okay, maybe you need to write some of this stuff down, and it's going to be the basis of a reality show. Isn't that the stuff that's on TV? Right? Start looking at it from a place of detachment so that you don't just take it all personally and go carry it on your back and feel like, oh my gosh, I've got to change, or I've got to do something. How can I make them like me? How can I deal with this gossip stuff? Instead, just start laughing about it on your own, not at them, okay? But basically, when you are with your family, okay, knowing that they want to gossip, you just surround yourself with light, like a bubble of light, and say, okay, I'm going to just let the love come in. And any kind of hate, any kind of anger, any kind of attack, any kind of criticism, it's just going to bounce off my light bubble. And I'm just going to send light, and it's okay. And when they do their crazy things, I'm just going to say, well, that's them. You know, that's just what they want to do. I don't know why they want to do it. It just certainly doesn't. It doesn't serve them. It doesn't serve you. It doesn't serve anybody. It's generally happening because people are scared, insecure, and angry, and don't know what to do with their energy, right? So just let them do that, and just kind of laugh. Practice that. It's going to take some doing because you've taken it so hard, so deep, so personal, and you've been so wounded with it. It is your wound. It is a life wound for you. So want to heal yourself, love yourself, lift out of the wound, think about what you want to create, what you want to do, how you want to spend your time, and don't spend it worrying about them. Spend it about thinking about something you want to do that's positive for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you. All right.
But if you can do that, you are expanding yourself. That's that first step. You need to get yourself expanded out here. You've let your family determine your identity. And that's not right. It's okay when you're a child, you can't help it. Or when you're a teenager, you can't help it. That's your family. But you're not in your power yet. But now you're an adult. Don't let them determine who you are. You see?
Thank you.
As you practice that, you will find that you will become less and less pained by it. We also recommend you might want to go and develop some friends outside your family network. develop a friend or two that you can go and just go to the beach with, or something that, you know, you don't have to spend money, but just enjoy being with and chat about, and don't commiserate on family issues, or don't talk about your problems with each other. Just a person to celebrate life with, a person just to be a friend. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. This will get you out of that rut. It's a big one. It could use some professional assistance, because that wound is really deep. And we know you've done a lot of work on it, but it still keeps like tearing the scabs off, in a sense, over and over. All right? So you might want to do a session or two with a good coach, or with Daniel or something, just to kind of get some of that healed up so it doesn't affect you quite so strongly. All right?
Yes, I'm going to do that.
All right. Okay. Who's next?
Hi, Alexis.
Hello.
I actually recently had a reading, and my adoptive mother turned up. She would have been 100 years old 10 days ago. They suggested I go to a church and have, you know, sometimes when you have a priest or a minister, remember someone. And I'm kind of unlikely to do that now, so I was wondering if I could serve the same purpose here, if that would be possible.
And what purpose is that?
It's a shout out, I guess, to say, yeah, I know you. I know you're here.
All right. Can you feel her presence?
More so than before.
Okay. Well, you don't need us to talk to her. You can talk to her. You see, she can talk telepathically with you. So why not practice telepathy? It's the language of the future anyway. So what we would suggest is to acknowledge her presence, to, in a sense, pause during your day and just tune in to her. Remember what it was like being around her, and just kind of open and let her come in and just let her be with you. And see if you can get any kind of inspiration, any kind of intuition, any kind of aha. Because what we're sensing is that she'd like to tell you something. She'd like to just to tell you something that would really be nice and reinforcing and accepting and valuing of who you are. Because see, when she was alive, she didn't see you as clearly as she sees you now. When you get on the other side, my gosh, it's so much easier to see the beauty in people, regardless of their idiosyncrasies and their differences and so on. You see the light. And she wants to encourage you. She wants to encourage you to do something. There's something she wants to encourage you to do that for you. Maybe it's creative, something for you. Does that make sense to you?
I think so.
All right. But the best thing to do would be to open to it yourself. Open to that communication yourself. Because that's, as we were talking about, that's step five of magic. If you can open to connecting with her, you can open to connecting with your guardian angel. You can open to connecting with your higher self. You can open to connecting with all the spirit helpers who can help ooch and play with and modulate your manifestations. You can receive love from the other side. You can feel enwrapped and enveloped in absolutely beautiful, beautiful love. Because once people get on the other side, there's just, no judgment. They don't have any judgments. They see where you're holding yourself up a little bit. You're snagging yourself up a little bit. You're hesitant. You know where you're hesitant? There's a kind of part of you that's kind of like cautious and hesitant about moving forward?
Most of the time, yes.
Right. She sees that. That's what she wants to come and encourage you to let go of that, that it's safer than you think. Okay. Now, we know that circumstances in your life in the past, that was a protective move on your part. To be cautious, don't speak too quickly, don't make up your mind too fast, don't take action too quickly, Be aware, be cautious, see if it's safe first, right? And it's helped you survive, especially late childhood and into adolescence. However, it's now snagging you up, and she wants you to kind of let that go and open to some of the creativity that's in you that you may be not really paying attention to. So let her support you. Okay?
Thank you.
All right.